Welcome to the February 26, 2016 meeting of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have a full slate for the next day and a half, so we will get underway on public input.
Oh,
that's right. I'm sorry. I'm still waking up. I'm going to backtrack here. Item number one, call to order, commissioner's discussion. We're missing some commissioners today. So, yes, Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that I attended the Senator Pearson's Parks and Natural Resources, as did Commissioner Kehoe yesterday, and some interesting dialogue about hatchery versus wild fish, and I won't go into all the details, but it was a workshop more so than a hearing. And then the other thing I want to mention to the director and to Joe is, please requisition some new chairs in here. These are all broke down, and my colleague over here has been complaining for the last 30 minutes. So his is the most broken, so let's start with him if we have to sequentially rebuild them.
I've got one arm.
I know. I got one down here, too.
The audience is uncomfortable. These are horrible.
Larry keeps thinking I'm switching his chair. Mine's more busted than his. All right.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Q.
I did, too, attend the workshop that Senator Pearson had, and it was good to see folks from the recreational, commercial, and charter associations all sitting together and speaking to the same issue, and that is fear of our Mitchell Act hatcheries, the litigation surrounding that. So that was, and I know that's always something that Senator Pearson likes to see. He's not one, and nor should it, does anybody like conflict. So that was a positive thing that I took away from that meeting.
And the tribes.
And the tribes, too.
So Scott Schuyler called me this morning, and he said, tell those TV guys that it's there.
Thank you. Other commissioner comments? I'll say a comment that the ADA advisory body to the commission met last week, and I think it was a productive meeting. A lot of items were put forward. And as I think the commission is aware of, we have to issue an annual report to the legislature. And we're going to be talking about this tomorrow at the debrief, but that report is ready. It's a short report, but it needs the approval of the commission before we send it on to Representative Blake is the person, and Pearson will be receiving it. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But it's the status of the commission, of the advisory body, as well as the activities that have been underway.
Anything? Sorry, I'm late.
Anything? We're just on the commissioner's discussion that you want to chime in on?
Clumsily sitting in my chair. Did you talk about the report in the Seattle Times about the residues from the various chemicals and medications that are being taken by the millions of people that live in the I-5 corridor entering into the water in Puget Sound? Did you talk about that?
No, I read it.
Big article in the Seattle Times this past week. And interestingly, I was visiting with a scientist from NOAA when that article came out, and we were talking about it. He does work with marine mammals, and it's been a concern of his for a number of years to look at some of the, I'm not sure if you'd call it contamination of Puget Sound, but it's residues. It's not the typical thing that the wastewater treatment facilities can remove from the water. So it's a really troubling problem for the marine mammologist because the contamination that's in the fish being eaten and consumed by marine mammals, it's leading to lesions and other problems, he thinks. So he'd like to see some research. And after my conversation, I thought this would be a good topic for the commission to get a briefing on. So I was going to bring that forward at some point, maybe a blue sheet at the end of the meeting, because it has repercussions for orcas. And now orcas are sensitive, are a species that's getting a lot of attention because it's going to have impacts on our ability to manage our fisheries. So thought that was worthy of some
good addition for the sliding in under the bell.
Yeah, almost tripping and falling.
Any other comments from commissioners? With that, we'll go to the meeting minutes for the January 22, 23, 2016 meeting. Any additions or comments on the minutes? Seeing none, is there a motion? Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would make a motion to approve the minutes of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission for January 22, 23, 2016 regular meeting.
Motion's been made. Any further discussion?
I second.
Second's been made. Okay. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Meeting minutes have been approved. And now we will go to number two.